Two candidates are running in the Democratic primary in the 12th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is Mark Friedenberg. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Friedenberg about why he's running and what he sees as priorities for the next Congress.
Mark Friedenberg, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
You're an attorney and on the faculty at Penn State. Why did you decide you want to run for Congress?
I think that the energy and enthusiasm we've seen from the grassroots and from progressives since 2016 is absolutely thrilling. I think we have an opportunity to not even play strong defense, but to actually go on offense and to create a more level playing field for economic opportunity and equality for everybody. And I'm very, very excited to be a part of that.
The 12th Congressional District stretches from Perry County next to Harrisburg all the way up to the New York border. It's widely rated as a strongly Republican district, and the incumbent, Tom Marino, is in his fourth term. Do you think the Democratic nominee has a real shot at winning in the fall?
Absolutely. There are a couple of really strong winds at the back of the Democratic nominee. I think first, Tom Marino is, I think, fairly considered the father of the opioid crisis. He was the sponsor for a bill that stopped the DEA from stopping suspicious shipments of opioids, which has dramatically contributed to the problem.
Legislation that was passed by Congress, so it's not that he was the only supporter.
Not the only one, but he was the sponsor. In the 12th Congressional District, with redistricting, there are 30% of the voters in the new district who haven't had Tom Marino as their incumbent. And so they're going to take a look at him for the first time, and I think they're going to be dissatisfied with what they see. And the third reason being that the 12th Congressional District is really a non-voting district. When you look at it, if we were to get turnout up significantly, get students registered to vote, there are plenty of votes there on the table that will help carry the Democrat to victory.
In the primary, you're running against Democrat Judy Herschel. What makes you the better choice?
You know, I can speak only for myself, and I think that what I bring to the race is a level of energy and enthusiasm. I've been working at this every day, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think I could win. I wouldn't be spending time away from my little girls and spending pretty much every waking moment working on this campaign, speaking with voters, and traveling throughout the district if I didn't think that the success that I've had fighting or pushing back against Glenn Thompson in the old 5th District, fighting the Wall Street banks in my legal career, wouldn't be equally successful in a race for Congress.
There's been a big push to have more women holding elective office. Women hold fewer than 20% of the seats in Congress. Did you consider not running and instead backing your opponent in the primary to have more women running for office?
You know, I think it's great that more women are running, but I think everybody should look at each race on its own terms. And so, no, I did not consider not running.
You've been very critical of the Republican Congress, calling Representative Tom Marino, quote, every bit the swamp-dwelling sellout as Glenn Thompson, who represents the district that you used to be located in. Some might question whether you can work with people on the other side of the aisle.
Well, I think that the aisles have moved further apart. There's been certainly more extreme polarization. I think that coming in as an outsider without being sort of an establishment Democrat will probably help, that I view my responsibility to go to Washington and to do a job. I'm not there to score points. I like to say I already have my dream job, and I feel like I'm sort of stepping into or answering the call to service that I'm hearing right now. And so that's what I intend to do.
What would be your priority issue if you were elected?
I think the major issue is really our nation's infrastructure, both physically, roads and bridges, sewers, that sort of thing. Our election security and cybersecurity, I'm very troubled about. And I think we're seeing pretty clearly that Russia and other countries are interfering in election security and our other utilities like electricity, for example. And then also rural broadband and connectivity. We invented the internet, but we are falling rapidly behind the rest of the developed world. And I think that by enforcing our antitrust laws and by making sure that we treat internet access as a right that all Americans should have, that we can make up that gap.
And what would you like to see Congress do to address those issues?
Well, let's take that $1.5 trillion that we just added to the budget and the deficit, and take back the gains that are going predominantly to the wealthy and give them back to working Americans, or spend it on infrastructure investment. It's long overdue, and we have an obligation for ourselves and for our children to make sure we do that.
Pennsylvania's legislative district was redrawn by the state Supreme Court, and that means that you're running in a new district in the central and northeastern part of the state. How are you reaching out to people in this new district?
There's only one way that works, and that is getting on the road. And so I've been doing that. I'm traveling throughout. Earlier this week, we did a three-county swing up in Potter, which was in the district before, Tioga, which was only partially, now is all, and Bradford. And every minute that I spend on the road is how I'm trying to interact with the voters there. And the broadband connectivity issue actually overlaps there, that you know, messages that we put up on Facebook, they may not see. And so newspapers and radio and then going up there in person and meeting are the most effective ways.
The tax bill that was passed means more take-home pay for many people. Is that something that you would have supported?
No, absolutely not. The idea of more take-home money for people sounds good, but the issue is the distribution of it. The gains went predominantly to the wealthiest Americans, and I think it wouldn't have been rushed through in the dead of night if it were otherwise. And so we've really so taxes have been cut permanently for corporations on a shorter-term basis for working Americans, and we've contributed massively to the debt. So I think that is a three-part disaster.
You've said you would support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Is it a fair approach when the cost of living can vary widely from one place to another?
It is. I think that the basic idea is that the working American, if you're willing to work a fair day's work, you should get a fair day's pay. And the buying power of the minimum wage today is far below what it was in the 60s and 70s. And so the $15 an hour is sort of the return to when we had a stronger middle class. And so tying it to inflation or cost of living for certain areas over time, I think makes sense. But we are far behind where we need to be now. You simply can't get by without other social safety net programs on a full-time minimum wage.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you about DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. What would you like to see Congress and the president do to address that?
Pass a Clean Dream Act to recognize that these are Americans in all but name. They came here when they were young through no fault of their own, breaking the law. But if they're here contributing to our society, they should be treated as Americans and become citizens.
Mark Friedenberg, Democratic candidate for the U.S. House, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Mark Friedenberg is a Democratic candidate in the 12th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to interviews and find out more about the races, go to WPSU.org/vote18.